All right, looks like we're live. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. I never truly know. I could just be speaking into the void here. But, man, what a weekend it was in the SEC. All-time night. 8 games. Nothing but conference play. Let's get into it. Updated power rankings heading into week 9. These were hard as hell to do because we're just beating up on each other at this point in time. But, if you're new to the power rankings, very simple. Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win the game? That's it. That's absolutely it. So let's get into it. And we won't skip anyone because no one was on a bye. Number 16, Kentucky. You showed some heart. You showed some fight. Hell, you made it down to the 1-yard line, but you couldn't get it done, could you? So 2 weeks to prepare. I was rooting for you. I was rooting for you because I didn't want to see you go out this way. I'm going to drink here to Stoops. Of course, he's not going anywhere unless he can get a job because they can't afford to buy his ass out. But, that's what you're going to get with Stoops. You're going to get down to the inch line and you get multiple opportunities to punch it in, and you're not going to be able to punch it in because you're Kentucky and you got Mark Stoops as your coach. So here's to you, coach. And I couldn't figure out watching that whole game. Is Kentucky better? Or is Texas just complete dog shit on offense? Maybe a little from column A, a little from column B, but is what it is. Kentucky, you're dead last, 16. All right, 15. And there's not much separation these days between 16 and 15. That'd be the South Carolina Gamecocks. Yeah, I was dumb enough to buy into your bullshit. 3-3, we could do it again, get on a heater. No, you cannot, because you got stuffed at the goal line. First possession against Oklahoma, and that was. Then you gave up. You gave up. And hell, I'm not sitting here calling for Beamer's job, but a lot's got to change because I do think they have a generational quarterback, and I think they're wasting his ass, and now the defense is a liability, and you're just complete dog shit. So I don't know where you go from here. I mean, this may be the complete opposite of last year. You won 6 in a row. You may lose 6 in a row. Hopefully not. You got Coastal Carolina in there. So maybe you just lose 5 of the last 6. But I think that's realistic right now based on what I just saw from the Gamecocks. And that, you know, again, it's not all we're just wasting Lenore Sellers because he does some crazy shit out there too, like taking a sack that loses 18 yards. He's done that a couple times this year. Just can't have it. But the fact that there is not that good a defense now I'm really concerned about old the Gamecocks, number 15. Feel like I'm taking so much time on these ship teams. Number 14, Arkansas. Man, their fans are fired up. You see, Arkansas, we lost again, but we almost won. But we lost again, but we almost won. I mean, maybe that's who you are now. I thought it was the Sam Pittman problem. You told me it was the Sam Pittman problem. Now it's a Bobby Petrino problem. He can't win one score games either. Now, these are good teams he's playing, right? Talen Green looks like $1 million. You know, it doesn't matter how many times we say it on here. Nobody listens to that. Talen Green is a freakazoid. Even all these coaches that play him. Go listen to what Mike Elko said today about Talen Green. We had him right where we wanted him. And then this guy does some crazy shit. And man, they're right back in it. I hope Talen Green plays in the NFL a long time. Because I think he could. And I think he's going to be like a trivia question where people are like, do you know where he went to college? And they're going to be like, I have no clue. I never even heard of this guy. That's because he was at Arkansas losing. And not on him. It's because the team around him is just abysmal. But, man, shout out Talen Green. They're not giving up down there. But it was similar to Tennessee where I never really thought like Arkansas was going to win that game. They were just kind of making it competitive. They kept fighting. They got this incredible quarterback. They do have a lot of promise on offense, but I mean, if that's what we're playing for, just, you know, we kept it close. Yeah, maybe you do hire Bobby Petrino. Maybe you do. Number 13, speaking of dog shit, how about Auburn? All the chips on the table. 0-4 in SEC play once again. Losing back-to-back home games that you could have, should have won. Kicker missed a couple times, so we're going to blame it all on that, I'm sure. Jackson Arnold threw a pass to his right tackle with the game on the line. That was suboptimal. defense, we got a hell of a defense, or maybe Bo Prabula is just awful. I can't tell. But I'm going to give you credit. We're talking about your team. I'm going to give you credit for having a really, really good defense. But you got Hugh Freeze as your play caller. How about it? Third and six. Let's run up the gut for minus two. I mean, that was a great one, Hugh. I'm sure he didn't call that one, though. Someone else called that play, right? So, yeah, you get a stay of execution, Hugh. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Year four is a year for you. We don't care that you got a top 10 roster and these are your handpicked players and you've kicked everyone out. That's a problem. This ain't on you. This is on the refs. That's who it's on. This is on the refs. Auburn should be in first place in the SEC. If not for these damn conniving refs and the SEC office. Shout out Auburn 13. Number 12. I dropped Texas. Texas won. Dropped your ass because you almost lost to dog shit Kentucky. Man, what a nightmare. You got a good defense. You got some special teams. But I thought Sarkisian was an offensive genius. That's what I was told. And Arch Manning, you know, he's waving. Arch Manning. He wasn't waving tonight. He was waving to a good performance is what he was waving to because, my God, he got outperformed by Cutter Bowley. I bet Texas fans don't even know who Cutter Bowley is till tonight. Yeah, well, if you switch Cutter Bowley for Arch Manning, you got a better football team right now. So, man, we got some real, real issues. And I at this point, you know, hell, we're past the halfway point. The Oklahoma game was the outlier. And you really just won it because Oklahoma shit the bet on offense. There's nothing really you did. Trey Weiser was awesome against Oklahoma, but that's it. So, Texas, you're number 12. I mean, I can't rightly put you much higher. That was a freak game. I don't know how you won it. It was a rivalry. It's all that. So you're number 12. Number 11, Florida. Team that beat Texas and just beat Mississippi State, even though you shouldn't have. We'll get to you, Mississippi State. But I got Florida, number 11. Hell, they're chanting for the coach to be fired. And that was one of the questions he got in the press conference. Hell, they can't even celebrate wins down there in Florida because they're so distracted on who the next coach is going to be and how he's going to get fired. They were in control of this damn Mississippi State game all the way through it, and they damn near let it slip through their fingers, if not for a shutout their nose tackle, picking off Blake Shapen. Man, what a God. If I'm Mississippi State, you cannot play Blake Shapen. Let's just go to number 10, Mississippi State. Yes, Mississippi State just lost to Florida. It was on the road. They meet again tomorrow on a neutral field. Give me Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State's better than Florida. But man. God. That was the most egregious turnover I think I've ever seen by Blake Shapen. Game on the line. You had it won. You were in field goal range. You're only down two. Yeah, and what the hell are we doing throwing? And what are we doing throwing interceptions to the nose tackle? I mean, that's just egregious. I like the fight from Mississippi State. They got down. They kept fighting. I don't know. I think Lebby's a real coach. You better savor him while you got his ass because it sounds like he's leaving. And I don't blame him if the quarterback is Blake Shapen down there. I liked what I saw from the backup. He looked pretty – You know, he should be your starting quarterback. We should build towards next year because I don't think you're making a bowl game now that you lost to freaking Florida on the last play. That was god-awful. Number 9, give me LSU. They lost. I moved them up. That's what we do on these rankings. Who impresses me? Who does not? I thought at LSU, this was the best they looked on offense all season. That's not saying much, but it was the best they looked this season until it actually mattered in the fourth quarter. Then they kind of shit the bed again. But, you know, Garrett Nussmeier looking a little bit better each week. And, you know, you can make the excuses you were down a couple defensive players, but you really got dominated by Vanderbilt. So LSU, you're number 9. I can't put you in the top half of the conference. Oklahoma, I moved them up. Dominated South Carolina, sorry ass, on the road. So that was nice. John Mateer still doesn't look quite all the way there, but we got the ground game going. Defense was just swarming all over Lenore Sellers. I saw a stat where South Carolina had 50 rushing yards on the first drive. They ended the game with 54 rushing yards. So hell of a performance by the defense. Shout out the Sooners. I'm going to take a sip for you, Sooners, because you proved me wrong there. That was a huge win. Huge win for Brent Venables. I think his ass was gone if he lost that game. So that was good. Not going in the tank. Number seven, Tennessee, I didn't move them. They were playing, I think, an elite team on the road, and Tennessee shit the bed. But at times, they look like they could compete. You just can't throw a 99-yard pick six as you're trying to, tie the score right before halftime. That was just god-awful. So, there was stuff to like about Tennessee. They were having some success. Their defense, even though it didn't look that good, it limited Alabama. You know, this was, sadly, this is probably the best Tennessee's defense looked all year, and Alabama damn near put up 40 points. So, saw a little bit of progress, but I think Joey Aguilar, I think he's starting to fade a little bit. That's kind of my read on it. And you never had any, after that pick six, you never really had a shot in this game. Number six, Missouri. I don't know what to do with Missouri. I was ready to call them frauds on this show all damn night, but they got the win. It was pretty awesome. When Drink ran on the field, celebrated when they missed a field goal. He thought they made it. But Bo Prabula, speaking of fading, God, I don't know. I'm not liking your odds against Vanderbilt and A&M now. And hell, not even Oklahoma with the way Bo Prabula's playing. And what's up with Ahmad Hardy? Is he hurt? I don't know. They're not using him. Man, you survived. That's all that really matters. You go on the road and you win. First road test of the season. So you got it done. Maybe you'll get better. I'm not shitting on you too much. I got you number six. But feels like there's a big gap between six and five right now in my book. And number five, I got Vanderbilt. Diego Pavia, he should be the leader, I think, for the Heisman Trophy right now. I think what he did, I mean, he's a magician back there. So shout out Vanderbilt, number five, huge win against LSU. Vanderbilt is legitimately in the playoff discussion. And you know, one of their tougher games is Texas. I'm not saying that they're guaranteed to beat Texas, but I think they could based on what we've seen. And another one of their tough games is at Tennessee. Tennessee's fading. So I don't know. I mean, it's not as crazy as it sounds. Vanderbilt could make the college football playoff. One team that I think these top four are not a lock, but pretty damn close to make the playoff. Give me Ole Miss number four. I know you lost on the road at Georgia. Kind of meltdown in the fourth quarter offensively, but looked incredible for a lot of that game. And I just think this is two elite teams. Well, or maybe the elite is the wrong word, but two very, very good teams on the road. You just come up short. And Kirby called it a chess match, and we made a couple decisions that outdid them. And they might have a little bit of a quarterback situation. I mean, how they were going up and down the field on him. I don't know. It's a strange spot to be in. I think he just lost. You move on. I don't know that there's anybody on your schedule that's going to be as good as Georgia. So, I think Ole Miss is in. Georgia, I got them number three. They keep winning these close games. That impresses me more than anything. The fact that they're getting pushed into the fourth quarter week in and week out, and they're finding ways to win these games. I know they didn't win the Alabama one, but they could have won that one too. So I would rather have a battle-tested team. Shout out Rusty Manziel, had him on this week. The question I posed to him. Would you rather cruise into this like Ole Miss or be battle-tested? He said, I'd rather be battle-tested because this is probably going to be a hell of a ball game, and he was exactly right. So, I don't know that there's anybody that has more belief than Georgia that they're going to win one of these fourth quarter ball games. And, if you make the playoff, they're probably all going to be that way. So they got the belief, they got talent, defense. They got a couple stops with late. They got them when it mattered, but, we got some serious questions about your defense. That's for another day. Number two, Texas A&M going on the road. You did it on the road in this conference. Beat Arkansas. That was a hell of a win without Le'Veon Moss. Very impressive. Marcel Reed put together a really good game. This may have been his best performance to date. So that was good. Craver, Concepcion, they looked solid. And then the defense, not horrible, but I think Taylen Green just kind of, again, he can take over at times, and there's not much you can do to stop him. So nothing I saw about going on the road, beating Arkansas, diminishes your season. So A&M, the only undefeated team in the Southeastern Conference. That's quite an accomplishment. You should celebrate it with some Tennessee bourbon here. Mm. And then number one, Alabama. No doubt, right? Alabama. They're whooping everybody's ass. So Ty Simpson, not even his best game, but still enough to get it done. Let's get into the comments. Nick, UGA, Kirby Smart and the Dogs took Lane Kiffin the bank, the blood bank. okay. Mudbud, what a name. That attempt at the last play by Tennessee was like Nick Rikita. I have no idea who that is. Failing to reclaim the wife from Steel Toe Morning Show. I don't understand any of that, but I appreciate you. Shout out, Booty Bad. Sark should give PK a raise for saving his ass once again. What are we doing here with Sarkisian? Is he going to have to hire a play caller? I mean, he probably should. Probably should have done that last year when they lost in the playoff and that stat was going around. No team has won a national championship if the head coach is the offensive play caller. That's crazy to think about. That's what we're chasing, right, at Texas. I don't know if they're going to blame it on the offensive line. I don't know if they're going to blame it on Arch Manning. He can't blame the golden child. So Sark's got to figure this shit out. The offense is rough. Rough as hell. Phil Kaler, appreciate you. Well, it's like we're getting in the regular from a toxic 10. We'll take it for now. No company for Hugh tonight. MIC, appreciate you. Junior, Hugh and Billy sharing play sheets. Fire Billy, go Gators. Have a great night, cousins. We appreciate you, Junior. Matthew J, one last escort on the school credit card for you. Oh, buddy. He's down in Tampa already, if I had to guess. Xavier, appreciate you. Ha, ha, ha. TU sucks. Big Brother may well eliminate them from bowl contention at this rate. Giga Maggies, appreciate you. And shout out, Rick. $20, celebrating 7 wins. Heading to Baton Rouge to beat the hell out of LSU. That's right. You said you were going to go down there. That's going to be a hell of a scene right there.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick.
Next week,
Aggies.
LSU hosting A&M with LSU the season on the line. That place is going to be a damn madhouse, if I had to guess. Steve it up. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for showing up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Steven Up and shout out Summer. I hope Bo and his receivers attempt couples therapy. I don't know what the hell's up with that, but I don't know if they believe in the forward pass at Missouri right now. I mean, that was awful. CJ, appreciate you. As a Texas fan, I want to know, why was Casey Thompson led offense Sark's best offense at Texas in 5 years? What the fuck is he putting out there this year, year after year with the five stars? I don't know. That's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, I can't figure it out, man. I know the running backs have been kind of banged up, but I mean, how many five-star receivers they got out there? I mean, like all of them, right? And the best one is old Parker. I don't think he's a five-star, but he's a badass. Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could help you out there, but they just look god-awful on offense. And again, even if you go back and watch, and I'm sure you watched the Oklahoma game, like it's not like they dominated there. It was special teams. It was Wisner making some plays, but Yagi, Green is a beast. I underestimated that offense. You called it right, Mike. Yeah. Thank you. Finally got something right. Taylor Green is awesome. Shout out, Brandon. How confident are you, Ole Miss, against Oklahoma? Well, the problem with Oklahoma is their offense. Even though, they got it going today. Can you do that against Ole Miss? Georgia just went up and down the damn field on them. So, that's going to be a hell of a game. It could be a playoff eliminator. How about that? Giga, Bart, appreciate you. South Carolina, Arkansas, and Auburn all beat tonight's Texas. South Carolina, I don't think so. Auburn, I don't know. I don't know about it. Liquid. What order are they fired in? BK, Hugh, Stoops, Napier. Napier first for sure. Q second. Brian Kelly, because they're more serious about football than Kentucky. And then Mark Stoops probably not getting fired because that buyout. They can't afford it. Tanner, Arkansas finally, not 15th. Progress. Slow progress. Shout out, Brad. Welcome to the family. Let's see what we got. Next week is going to be awesome, too. Let's look at the schedule here. See if I can add it to the screenage here. And fire away with any questions. I'll try to get to them. So here's what we got next week. Hopefully you can see that. A&M. Oh, wait. That's this week. Dummy. All right, week 9. Here we go. Missouri at Vanderbilt. Good night. What a game. What a game. Playoff eliminator. I mean, hell, maybe that's what we'll call this weekend. Playoff eliminator weekend. Texas, Mississippi State. That may very well eliminate Texas from the playoff when they lose to sorry-ass Mississippi State. Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Damn. What a game. What a game. Auburn, Arkansas. God. Can't lose that one. If Hugh is still your coach. Can't lose. Can't lose the interim Bobby P. Riding out there on a motorcycle, can we? Alabama at South Carolina. Trap game, perhaps. A&M, LSU. God. What that's not an eliminator for A&M, but it is sure as hell is for LSU. And then Tennessee at Kentucky. That's probably not going to be a game. Tennessee always beats the shit out of Kentucky. So that one I'm not too excited about. But Tennessee does sometimes shit the bed late at night, too. So maybe they're Freedom Man. Love Drunks Mike's power rankings. Mike, do a coaching carousel prediction based on this week's results. I think we just did that if you missed it. But I can do it again because Liquid asked, what order are they fired in? Billy Napier, as soon as tomorrow. Hugh Freeze should be tomorrow, but they'll probably wait a week when he loses to Bobby Petrino. And then Brian Kelly, if he loses to A&M, he could get fired immediately, I think. And then Stoops, they won't fire him because they can't afford a buyout. Elko for president. They win with O. They win with D. Very few teams are so adaptable. That's true. That is true, but. I still don't think they're going undefeated or anything like that. We gotta get over that. Early thoughts, shout out Marshall is right where I was going. A&M at LSU, early thoughts. LSU's back's against the wall. Tricky game. I never make picks this early, and I'm not going to do it here, but early. I mean, LSU just has to win. They have to win. I will say that. They have to win. Does A&M have to win? I don't think they do. So, I don't know. That's interesting. Xavier, appreciate you. Mike, for a midseason show, I want to see you pull up your Shane and Stevens final preseason game-by-game predictions to see who has the best record. You just want to embarrass us? I don't think we're going to sign up for that. I ain't doing it. Maybe we will, but I probably won't. What else we got here? Who was more overhyped in the preseason, Texas or Carolina? That's not even a question, is it? That's a silly question, Kyle. See, I know you're a Carolina guy, but you're getting over your skis asking something like that. I mean, Texas was, they were national championship or bust, Arch Heisman, you know, God's gift to football. I didn't know any Carolina fans that were crazy enough to say they're going to win the national championship. I mean, I know they were hyped and they were kind of hoping for a playoff, but I think even a playoff would have been a surprise to most South Carolina fans. I think Texas, I don't think if you ask 100 Texas fans, you know, like actual knowledgeable fans, not like the fucking weirdos they got walking the streets in Austin or anything, but actual Texas fans, 99 out of 100 said they would have bet money that they're going to make the playoff. I think their odds to make it is pretty low right now. So definitely Texas, more overhyped. Yeah, LSU is going to be very difficult for A&M. Very difficult. Christopher, can we fire Beamer? Who could Carolina get that's better? His post game proves he's delusional by how bad the offense is. I don't know. I think we're going a little overboard if we're trying to fire guy just won 9 games. I really do. But they are wasting Sellers, which is deplorable, but it is what it is. I certainly wouldn't fire his ass. He's got a really poor record of hiring offensive coordinators, though, which is very concerning, given he's like a CEO. Mm-mm-mm. Don't like it. Don't like it. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Cheaper. Appreciate you. College football playoff prediction. Bama, Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia. What say you? Oklahoma? Mm-mm. I don't think so. Let's pull up our schedule. Let's see how it's looking. Now, Mateer should get better, right? But it's just going to be so hard. I mean, hell. Ole Miss next week. You could lose to Ole Miss. I don't think you're going to be favored. And that doesn't mean a ton, right? But at Alabama, you ain't winning at Alabama. So there you go. That means you gotta beat Ole Miss, you gotta win at Tennessee, you gotta beat Missouri, you gotta beat LSU. Now you could, but all of that, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's too much to ask. Too much to ask. Will Vandy at Tennessee last game of the season be for a playoff berth? Probably not for Tennessee. Not after tonight, but it could be for Vanderbilt. Maybe it's a reverse of last year. Remember, Vanderbilt was trying to knock Tennessee out of the playoff, but they couldn't do it. Now it'll be Tennessee trying to knock Vanderbilt out of the playoff, and they couldn't do it. I like Vanderbilt's odds to go to the playoff better than Tennessee right now. That's pretty damn crazy to think about, isn't it? Crazy. But I think it's true. I saw Shane in the comments here. I missed what he said. That was a touchdown. A lot of money on that. That's funny. Wait, you bet on Bama. So you should be happy, Shane. Don't bring that bullshit in here. LSU lost and embarrassed itself. Freeze done. They think they're like 5-1. They blame it on the refs. So apparently he's not done. But yeah, he's going to be fired here soon. Let's predict when Hugh Freeze will get fired. That should be fun. Let's see. This is not updated. 3-4, 0-4 in conference. He'll be fired next week when they lose to Arkansas, or November 9th after they lose to Vanderbilt. They'll fire his ass and give the interim 2 weeks to prepare for Mercer. That'd be my prediction. He's a hell of a guy there. Can't wait to see who he blames here. Brian Kelly won 9 games last year and you fired him. Well, I think, is that in reference to the Shane Beamer thing? Because you might be new here, Wes, in the SEC, but LSU is supposed to win championships. That's what Brian Kelly came down here. That's literally what he said the day he got there. I came down here to win national championships. They haven't fucking sniffed one since he got here. And he had a Heisman Trophy quarterback 2 years. And, I mean, wasted his ass. Now that they have a defense, they're wasting an NFL quarterback. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy talk. That's crazy. LSU should be better. They should not be worse. And they should be doing a lot better than what they're doing. This is crazy talk. This is crazy. Truffle Shuffle, what's your Aggie prediction for the rest of the season? I mean, same as it's been, 10-2. Maybe 11-1, but I think 10-2. Hell, that's all you need. Get you in the playoff. Should be happy with that. You should be happy with that. All right, and then Chief Bird. Also, what SEC team that fires a coach hires James Franklin? I can see someone making that mistake. And what bourbon are you drinking tonight? We got some Tennessee Legend. I don't think James Franklin's coming to the SEC. Have you seen his record against top 10 teams? That's going to be half his damn schedule if he comes into the SEC. I think James Franklin will go somewhere like North Carolina or Virginia Tech, some bullshit school like that, and to where he can kind of salvage his career and not have too many tough games. And, you know, every year he'll win like 8 or 9 games, and they're like, oh, my God, James Franklin, he's such a good coach. He revitalized Carolina like not even Bill Belichick could, you know? And then he'll get to the ACC championship or whatever and get his ass blown out. And they'll just do that for 5-6 years before they fire him. That'd be my prediction. Cousin, Z-O-U, my heart was pounding. I feel you. If you would have lost to Auburn, I was prepared to blast Missouri's ass on here. So good for you. That didn't happen. Brandon Norwood, is LSU had Arkansas offense? Get BK out of here. I think you're saying if. If LSU had Arkansas, yeah. I mean, they'd be damn unstoppable is what they'd be. I'll try to tell. It's funny. Every team that plays Talon Green, I guess no one's watching Arkansas. And I guess why would you? But, you know, Tennessee last week, A&M this week, they're like, God, this Talon Green, he can play. Have you not been listening the whole season? I mean, the guy's incredible. He's amazing. If only he was on a competent team. Shout out Talon Green for continuing to fight his ass off for this 2-5 shit team here. He's going to do it next week, too. Auburn's got a hell of a defense. And I'll predict we're sitting here next week. Auburn fans are like, hell, you know what? I think it's Talon Green's right. Pretty good. Liquid. He says Vanderbilt's winning the SEC. I don't think so. I don't think so. And maybe had they beat Bama, they could have been in that conversation, but not there. Deborah, Tennessee brought a knife to a gunfight and still managed to shoot ourselves. Comment of the night to Deborah. We appreciate you. God, that says it well, doesn't it? I mean, hell, Tennessee defense, I thought, again, not that they played well, but they were, that was like the best performance they've had. And then it was the offense that kind of shit the bed tonight. Crazy. Shout out Marshall. All right, Mike, here's a funny question. What's more likely to happen? A&M goes undefeated or Hugh Freeze doesn't get fired till after the season? What's more likely? A&M goes undefeated because Hugh's getting his ass. He's got to get run. How they have not fired his ass, even how they hired him. I mean, literally, there's a record of all this. When they hired him, go check what I said. I mean, I said this was not going to work. He is who he is. You know, that's kind of been well documented on this show. But fire his ass, hire John Summerall, and Auburn's in the playoff next year. I mean, let's not overthink this. If A&M goes 1-1 over the next two, would you consider them a lock for the playoff? Let's look at their schedule here. So he's saying at LSU and at Mizzou, that's very, very attainable, 1-1. Yeah, they'd be a lock. Carolina at home, Carolina's dog shit. Sanford, pick your score. And it doesn't even matter if you beat Texas, but I know you're going to want to. So, yeah. Yeah, I would think so. 1-1. That's what I was saying. That's what I've been saying the whole time. When you ate it, people have been jumping on me. you're just going to whoop everybody's ass. You're not going to whoop everybody's ass. You don't have to win all these road games. You just got to win two of them, and you already won one of them. You already did it. Well, you're almost there, but all right, what else we got here? Josh says Ole Miss can beat Oklahoma, but they need to get the defense figured out. Maybe, but now we'll see. You know, I think Oklahoma's got some more belief. John Mateer is going to be a little bit healthier. Where does it stand with Ole Miss now that you've suffered a loss? And again, that Trinidad thing kind of freaked me out. I don't know if that freaked you out at all, but I'm going to bring up his statistics here because he was red hot. He was on fire. Let's see if I can share this screen here. So here we got Georgia Ole Miss statistics. We had old Chambliss here, right? And then, see all these white, this is completions, and the X's are incompletions. So he was 18 of 26, respectable. He finished 19 of 36. I mean, he really shit the bed there at the end. And this is the type of thing that can divide you. Now, will it divide? And look at old Gunner. Gunner just fucking got hot as shit. And that's why they won. I mean, well, really, he was hot the whole damn time. But scored touchdowns is where that game was won. This is they got another quarterback that they could turn to. And I've already started to hear some of the rumblings behind the scenes that I could see this being an issue. I could really see this being an issue. And it could go bad on you. You know, there's probably players in there that are like, fuck, if we had Austin in there, we would have won that game. I guarantee you there's players saying that. So, I don't know. Lane Whiffen. Shout out the Aggie. My Aggies haven't beaten LSU in Death Valley since we joined the SEC. Gig'em. Hope it changes this week. Wish I could be there with Cousin Rick. Get loud, brother. Just want to see you, Cousin Rick. And at the Aggie. Cousin Shane says, probably an age thing. I struggle in the last six holes on the court. You're just like Trinidad, Shane. Been saying that since we were born. Lots of amazing games to watch this weekend. Vandy is exciting. Good work, Coos. Amen. Man, it's weird to get Ohio State people in here. Be respectful. I didn't think there were any respectful Ohio State fans, but we appreciate you. Brandon, or should be Brian, welcome to the family. Have you seen Ohio State-Indiana schedule? Fuck no. The SEC should have 7-8 playoff teams, plus they drink White Claw. I don't pay attention to any of that. I could care less. Let's look at the SEC standings, too. I always like to do that after a weekend of chaos here. See where things stand. Holy shit. I mean, this is just crazy to look at here. I'll throw it on the screen. This is going to blow your damn minds. So here's the updating standings. A&M and Alabama at the top. But here, look at this. Number 4, number 6, number 9, number 5, number 21, number 16, 14, 17, 10, 11. Good night. Holy shit. SEC's loaded. And all but one of these is in the top 20. This is fucking crazy. So, man, we're going to have to update the banner here. But A&M in first, Bama second, Georgia third, Ole Miss four, Texas, mighty Texas, all the way up there at five. Good night. Maybe they're still in this thing. Missouri six, Oklahoma seven, Vandy eight, LSU 10, Tennessee 11, Florida 12, 13 Carolina, 14 State. Oh, dude, I've way miscounted because there's not that many, but whatever. You get the gist. I've been drinking. That's fascinating to me. What else we got here? Trey, appreciate you, buddy. Gifted a membership. Let me see who you gifted to here real quick. Uh-oh. Seeing Cousin Shane on my screen. That's always danger. Trey gifted Bloody Guns. Bloody. Welcome to the family. Please don't shoot my ass. Any other questions here? Any other questions here? Well, I finished my bourbon here. Josh with an excellent point. I mean, if we're going to lose a game, might as well lose to Georgia on the road. That is a respectable loss, no doubt. And the Kentucky one killed you. Because, I don't know if you were here last year or not, Josh, we'll do it again this year, but we break it down with the literally what the committee is looking at. And one of the things that, I think it goes without saying, but In case you didn't know, the committee does judge teams based on bad losses. They have a metric called bad loss. And of all the teams fighting for the at-larges, Ole Miss was the only one. And a bad loss is a loss to someone with a below 500 record. They were the only one to have it. So that literally kept them out of the playoff. I'm sure you knew that already, but I just want to reiterate that. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Miami had their fake ID scratched. Now, here's where that could be tricky, though. I know it's fun, right? It's fun to poke and laugh and say, damn, Miami lost. You know what that could do, though? That could really fuck the SEC if Louisville gets hot now. Because now they have a good win. Here's what you want is in the SEC. You want one team to dominate the ACC. You want one team, even though Big Ten is a bad example, but really you want one team to dominate the Big Ten. You want one team to dominate the Big 12. Because it would be perfect. Remember, when Steven's coming on here every week and saying there's six teams from the SEC in the playoff, that's because the ACC is only getting one in. If Miami just goes undefeated, wins a conference, they're in. Nobody else. They don't have any good teams. The Big Ten, same thing. They don't have a lot of good teams that can compete. So it's fun to laugh. Hell, I don't root for Miami. But it's better for the SEC if Miami wins every damn game, wins their conference, put them in, and the ACC does. Now, like let's say Louisville wins the ACC and Miami wins out too. They're probably going to put Louisville in and Miami. And now one of the spots that the SEC was going to take has been gobbled up by the ACC. So something to think about. Something to think about. Brandon, we appreciate you. Gifted a donation to Stoop, STP. Stoop, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. What else we got here? I love kicking Ohio State. Why are Ohio State people even in here? We don't want to hear from you. We don't give a damn about you. Anything else here? I'm running out of bourbon. Of course, I could always pour another one, but I'm kind of afraid what I might say on here if I have multiple bourbons here. Man, I'm here all the time. I never get a membership. No worries, though. How about them dogs? Appreciate you, Larry. Dogs is legit. Dogs are going back to the playoffs, and Gunner's playing better and better and better. Cal, Aggies are the only undefeated SEC team, question mark? That is correcto. Come on in. What's your percentage on Ole Miss making the playoff? It's pretty damn good. Let's see. Let's look at their schedule. So, again, we add Oklahoma. That'll be tricky, right? If they beat Oklahoma, 100%, Ole Miss is in. But until we know the result of that game, give me 70% is where I'm putting it today. So all these games are tricky. Junior, pour another. I'm not trying to get banned on here. I guess I can't ban myself, but Someone's going to ban me one of these days. Mm-mm-mm. All right, final thing. I think I'm running out of steam here. I'm not seeing a ton of questions here. I'm going to run down the power rankings one final time. We'll go Bama 1. Come on. Texas A&M 2. Georgia 3. Ole Miss 4. And I feel like there's a good separation between the top 4. Then we got number 5, Vanderbilt. I feel like they're kind of in their own tier as well. Missouri 6, Tennessee 7, Oklahoma 8, LSU 9, Mississippi State 10, Florida 11, 12, mighty Texas, except for their offense, 13, Auburn, 14, Arkansas, 15, South Carolina, and Kentucky, 16. There's your updated SEC power rankings. And that's all I got. You guys are trying to get me to drink, trying to quit. But I can't because I got to do these power rankings every Saturday night. And fuck Ohio State. Love it. All right, that's going to do it. If Billy Napier gets fired, which could happen. I'll jump on emergency podcast style. If not, we'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, same time as always to break this all down. Got a lot of football to talk about. All 8 SEC games with Cousin Shane, that crazy bastard. He'll be on here too. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.